hired Frazier to send a very public and very permanent message to a gentleman who owed him some money. Case closed. The client, Sid the Snake, was a mid-level bookie who threw Frazier work from time to time when he couldn't afford to send some neon face in to do the job. The mark, Switchblade Skag, was down from San Francisco and owed the book about 50 hard G's. He'd all but come out and said he wasn't fixing things on his account, and he'd stiffed Sid for the vig on a few other occasions. He just kept rolling it over till he finally hit the wall. A real slap in the face to a hard-working man trying to run an honest business. Sid felt it imperative to maintaining his professional integrity that Skag be taken out with as much fanfare as possible in front of as many of his other open accounts as he could muster. So Sid called Frazier, who called Wynn. Of course, in those days he was just plain old Wynn, since he still had those two eyes. Sid knew that, it being Christmas Eve, Switchblade Skag would be having dinner with his favorite bitch at the Highball, a Silver Lake shithole frequented by he and his cronies. Sure enough, that's where he was when Wynn arrived, said bitch feeding Switchblade Skag bites of an endive salad off her own fork. Skag, mouth full of endive, grabbed the bitch, pulled her close, and planted one on her as she sucked his salad back into her mouth with a giggle. Ain't that heartwarming? Wynn thought, lumbering to their booth. The job called for one bullet in the middle of his forehead after loudly pronouncing, "Happy Holidays from Sid the Snake." Thing was, Switchblade Skag was like a bullet with a blade, and Wynn's mouth was quicker on the draw than his piece. He'd barely gotten the words out, "Happy Holidays from Sid," when a flash of steel streaked across the table, courtesy of the Skag. In an amazing example of dramatic irony, the word snake popped out of Wynn's mouth at the exact same instant that his eye popped out of his head. Wynn watched it arc over the table, uncertain at first as to what it was. He felt the blood trickle down his cheek as his eyeball hit the floor, rolled and stopped an inch shy of the bitch's right foot. That eye just sat there on the floor like nobody's business. And the darndest thing was, it had popped out clean. Anyone who looked could see there was nothing wrong with that eye. Just needed to be popped back in was all. "That's my fucking eye," Wynn whispered, more in awe than anything else. By now, the entire room was engulfed in the sitch. Wynn slowly looked up at Skag and repeated, "That's my fucking eye," as though it hadn't been made clear the first time he said it. Skag grunted a mirthless laugh, and this time Wynn's timing was on the money. One bullet mid-forehead and Skag was face down in the endive. And the bitch started howling, a huge, ugly squeal. "That's my fucking boyfriend!" "That's my fucking eye!" Wynn shot back. A racking, seething sob coursed her ugly frame, and she turned on Wynn with a vengeance. "Your eye! That's my fucking man!" "Fuck you, you stupid fucking cow! I want my fucking eye!" "Your eye! You want your fucking eye?" "I want my fucking eye!" And when she looked down, she realized with a shudder that the eye had landed so it was looking right up at her. "Fuck you looking at?" she seethed. And she slammed her stiletto heel right through it. It made a weird squishing sound, then she pulled it off her heel and threw it at Wynn. "There's your fucking eye, asshole!" But by then, the bitch was on her way to joining her man in the afterlife, one bullet in the middle of her forehead. Case closed. Wynn looked down at the tattered pulp of his eye, which he'd caught in midair, and sighed wistfully. He tossed it into the trash on his way out of the Highball. The right side of his face had required some sutures, which Frazier had quietly arranged before billing Sid. But sad as it was, Wynn didn't hold a grudge because he was, after all, a pretty tough guy. He thought of it as a badge of honor and prided himself on finally earning a cool moniker. "Shitfire," John Frazier mutters softly, pulling away from the memory. "You gotta find her, Wynn. Shit's piling up at work. Catherine Barry calling me 24/7. Cynthia freaking out. Feds all over the fucking place. I can't deal till the situation's code 4. Know what I'm saying?"
"Solid, man," One Eye grins.
"Yeah? Solid like last time or super glue solid?"
"Super glue solid. Fuck, it was an honest mistake."
"Let's make it your last."
"I'm on it,"
One Eye nods.